Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. And we're going to go quickly to Bobby's Notebook, which is brought to you by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. And Cannon, you talked about Monday in the first padded practice that the defense dominated. Today, that was much more give and take. And again, Spencer Rattler, and it's never going to be perfect at the quarterback position, but he had a really good day also.
Yeah, we had a lot of chunk plays, big plays, you know, old school, you might call it. That was a bomb. I don't know. To me, if it's over 40, 45 yards, that's like a bomb to me. But a 60-yard touchdown bomb. So you see those type of plays. But I thought they were all able to make plays. They even in the RPO game, as far as the quarterbacks running. Now, I'm not saying Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck is Jalen Hurts. But it was legit runs. I know Spencer Rattler had one. That would have been plus 15. And who knows, you break a tackle or maybe just go out of bounds and avoid the hit. And then Shuck had a plus 10 legitimate run. And what I mean by that, before, there's a lot of space. You know, you made the right read. Now, I don't know if it was predetermined. Coach Kellen Moore said, yeah, we're going to do some of those depending on the opponent and the game plan because you don't want your quarterback to get all beat up. You got to be smart with those type plays, but they're definitely going to take advantage of that. Mike, it was definitely what I would look at. This is a football practice. It was the longest practice, and it looked like a football practice. I mean, they did drills that you normally would see, like one-on-one, which is an offensive drill. The defensive back got to try and cover a receiver with no pass rush. No one they need help. So you're on an island, truly. And the quarterback and receiver, they know where they're going. So I always like to look at one-on-one and see who could step up with that. So you had that. You had seven-on-seven. You had Steve Geller. We were able to get a better view. We'll talk about one-on-one linemen, who won and who looked pretty good. I think the one thing, because name recognition, who you expecting to be playing, and this is good for the offense. And nothing against Brian Brzee, but, boy, Cesar Ruiz, he handled Brian Brzee on a pass rush. Well, obviously, that's good for Cesar Ruiz's confidence, going against Brian Brzee as far as, pass protection there. But I'm going to go out through practice, starting off when they started competing, like with one-on-one, and I'll start with the receivers and the DBs and the quarterbacks, then going to the linemen. But a bomb play, Haner to Bub Means, beat Rico Payton. That was a bomb. Now, this to me was the most impressive play because it was good on both ends, both offense and defense. And it took a pretty pass from Rattler to have success. It was Rashid Shaheed versus Isaac Yiadom. And, Mike, it was a nice double move. And Isaac Yiadom was somewhat fooled a little bit. Double move. A lot of DBs get double moved. I think Alante Taylor got double moved one time. He got burnt by like 10, 12 yards. Later on in practice, but you got to have the pass protection has to last to be able to do those type plays. But a nice double move by Rashid, but Isaac Yiadom, good recover, and boy, just great hands, good hands to be able to come down with that ball. A young receiver. Mikey's used to catching the ball. They throw it a lot at SMU. Moochie Dixon in one-on-one. He had a nice deep ball catch. You know what's interesting is Kevin Austin, and I'm looking at Hayden Price. Man, it's like the great white hope. You don't see no white cornerbacks out there. I mean, I'm looking at I say, where is this guy from? I think he went to high school in Kansas. But looking at number 38, Mike, he can run. He kind of reminds me because, you know, I played with Scott Case. And, you know, we definitely taking advantage of North Dakota State and South Dakota State.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So, you know, he got beat a nice deep ball catch by Kevin Austin. Boy, really snagged it. The only negative I could say, Mason tipped it and dropped a slant route. You can never do that because that could be the difference. It's like, oh, now we got a punt. You know, we would have had a first down. Now, and they did special teams. They did everything, Mike, today. And if I look, I think you see this in the preseason. Dante Pettis is going to be back there. He's done that before, a seven-year veteran. I could see him, especially as the punt returner. As far as kicking, Groupie was perfect today. He's like 14 of 15. And I was talking with Graf today. The one miss he had was in the rain. So, Mike, he's pretty accurate. So, Groupie has turned into a true pro and accepted the challenge of competition. So throughout the camp so far, he's like 14 of 15. So according to Geller's notes and looking at the offensive and defensive line one-on-one, he needs to show up in preseason games. Foskey. Isaiah Foskey had a good rep. He won. You know who's kind of struggled, Mike, and getting beat a couple of times is the number 67, the young guy from Eastern Kentucky, Ezram. And
he had a seventh-round pick from a year ago.
Yeah. He looked like kind of like a seventh-round pick. I don't know, Mike. A couple of negative notes according to Steve. Now, this is not good for our depth, but Cam Jordan showed he still had some left in the tank. He whipped Landon Young. But Cam thinks, man, I can beat him. I still can beat him. I can probably beat him even after I retire. You know, kind of that approach. I thought Vernon Broughton had a good rep as far as winning. Kelvin Banks had a dominant rep. You know, it could be a difference when you stone and the defender. It's like the quarterback could have 8 seconds to throw. Well, Banks looked that good. So that was nice. But like I said, the best rep, you look at the competition, Cesar Ruiz. Against Brian Brzee. Nick Salvadori, Mike, but he blocked and took Christian Boyd to the ground. And now he's always telling you to stay up. You can't make plays on the ground. Well, that was good for Nick Salvadori. He's going to have to show up, you know, in a preseason game and show the coaches very similar to Isaiah Foskey. You know, when you invested in someone, so, you know, they got to see it. The coaches have to see it. Then they started the team period after the one-on-one, like I said, with the whole team, whether it be the linemen or the skill people. It started off with team, and Hayner got the first-time reps. And, Mike, Hayner looked like he belonged. You might say, well, why is he getting first-time reps? Well, they promised him they're all going to open competition. Well, Hayner looked like he belonged. Now, he might have been a little nervous at the beginning. He threw it behind Kamara on a screenplay. But he bounced back, and he had no problems to me after that, how he was hanging. You know who doesn't look 30 years old and can still hang is Alvin Kamara. I said this last year. I said I could have copied what I said this time last year or even in the OTA's minicamp. Great vision, nice burst. He looks young 20s instead of 30 years old. He's in great shape. Mike, you see a number of runs. Like I wrote down, plus 10. But then I put plus, because I think Alvin Kamara could get 10 yards and maybe even get a little more than that. But then he showing the good vision, because you look at contact. They're not taking the running backs to the ground, but I'm looking at good for the offensive line, like plus 6, plus 8-yard run. Boy, if we have those kind of runs, Mike, that's the quarterback's best friend. So that would be nice seeing that. Now, this is the one I'm talking about, Alante Taylor. It's a deep ball, and Chris Olave beat Alante Taylor, and I could kind of see the angle where I was at, like a double move, but that would have been a 60-yard touchdown. We hit some chunk plays today. I can definitely tell you that. And then Rattler came. That was from Hayner. And then Rattler came in to Rashid. And then that was another big game. So that was kind of back-to-back plays. And then the quarterback's making plays with their feet. They're talking about Rattler with a legit run, plus 15 RPO. Shuck. Now, this was like a hospital throw. Where remember Michael Thomas was calling out Derek Carr. Oh, he can let me throw the ball up there. Well, Shuck threw it really high to Rashid. Well, great catch. It would have been only a 10-yard gain, but he got kind of drilled on the sideline. And, you know, they got the pads on. You know, everybody kind of giving the defense the business because he hit Rashid like that. But Shuck don't need to throw that high. It wasn't like because of the pressure or anything. But then right, he bounced back from that, had a nice RPO run for plus 10. And like I said, if you can do that now and then, Mike, it keeps the defense contained guys, the outside guys, the edge guys honest, where, no, the quarterback's not always just going to hand it off on the RPO. You have to honor, and then that's when the running back can hit it and get it inside of him. And then we come back from the break, Mike. I'm going to continue because it's a long practice going on. Like then they went to 7-on-7. Then they went to team drill after that, then another team. So it was really a football practice today, and I was impressed. It was hot out there. I thought it might be overcast, and it was at the beginning. Then the sun came out, and I was seeking the shade. I'm worried about it. I don't want to get no skin cancer or nothing. So I'm getting out the sun. So, but watching practice, I thought this was a good long football practice, and they got a lot accomplished.
We'll have a lot more from Bobby's notebook right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And we'll go to page 2 of Bobby's notebook brought to you by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Cannon, give us what you got on page 2.
Well, 7-on-7, that's without a pass rush. They kept their rotation the same, Hayner, Rattler, and Shuck. And some of the media, they accused me of taking up for the quarterback, and I was, I said, that was
ain't the first time.
I said that was a good throw. What? Kamara got to catch that. It was a nice hole because I could see the short and long coverage. And he said, "Well, Kamara had to turn around." I said, "Well, yeah, but that was the place where you had to place the ball."
Exactly.
And I said that'd have been a tough catch, but I expect Kamara to make that because we need him to. He is that good. So I wrote, good throw, and Kamara dropped a tough catch right in the hole. And Mike, it had been about a 25-yard gain.
Whoa.
So I'm like, no, I'm telling you, it was a good read by Hayner. I thought where the ball placement and the coverage dictated where he had to throw the ball. So anyway, that was a nice play. Rattler, now this is the one bad play he had. He was intercepted on a deep ball because he underthrew it. I think Bub Means had Quincy Riley beat. But that's one thing about Quincy Riley, Mike. He makes a play on the ball. And Coach Moore said that about watching a film of him at Louisville, that he does play the ball in flight and make plays that way. So he came up with an interception. I think that's his second interception of camp. He ended up being the first defender to get an interception for training camp. But again, Quincy Riley, I still think he'd get picked on if he was starting and playing. It's not like he's like shut down corner all the time, because there was in a team period late on in practice Rattler was that quarterback, and he hit Mason Tipton, who beat Quincy Riley for about a 50-yard touchdown bomb. So, you know, give and take. But the one thing, you got to be one step and clear, Mike, how you handle adversity.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though you call the interception, they might still be going right after you, so you got to continuously make plays. So that's why even everyone's high on Quincy Riley, the coach, everybody said, well, I don't know, he was guarding Mason Tipton there, and he ended up catching like a 50-yard touchdown for a bomb. Now, I noticed Shuck compared to maybe the other quarterbacks, and definitely – you know, his team, like 7-on-7 in his process. There's no pass rush, but the ball, he's still trying to the ball to come out. He had three short throws that would have moved the chains, and that's what you want to do. Situational football, if it's 3rd and 7, okay, so we gain 8 or, 10 yards, whatever it might be. So it's first down. Now, there was a 4th down situation when Shuck was in there. And I blame this more on Cedric Wilson Jr., how he ran that route. He let Rajon Wright undercut him, and so a good pass defense on a slant route. You know how you got to kind of box him out, Mike?
Yeah.
And he didn't
like
do that.
Like a basketball player.
Yes, and he didn't do that, and so Rajon Wright came in there and knocked the ball down. Well, guess what? That was 4th down. You don't move the change. They continued another drill, special teams. Looked like they were working on blocking the gunners, like the punt return game, blocking on punt return, because that could be, one and a half less first downs you have to get. You know, I always say, boy, if you can average 13, 14 yards of punt return, that'll help your offense because it shortens your field and you end up scoring a lot of points. What I noticed a lot with the offense, and now going back to a team period, all quarterbacks, they all doing a great job with this. That being Haener, Rattler, and Shuck, the up-tempo. They're getting in and out of the huddle, and it's not like two-minute offense at times, Mike. They might run a play, then run another play, then get in the huddle. But it's really up-tempo. It's not like milking the clock. Even though I think sometimes if we're running the ball good and we're playing a team that might, the perception might be they got more talent than us. Hey, we're in the game. Let's milk the clock and just have a close victory. Now, in this team period, I thought Haener, a couple of times, a good sack avoidance. You might say, oh, they would have sacked him. No, they wouldn't. I mean, he juked him. Good sack avoidance a couple of times, not taking the sack. That was big time. And in that drill towards the latter part, that's where I talked about the good vision with Alvin Kamara. And simple runs. And you never know if he's going to break a tackle because they're not taking him to the ground, but at least plus 6-8 yards, so good for the offensive line with that. Now with Juwan Johnson being out, it was a 3rd down play. Come on, you can't drop it. The rookie from UCLA, Molokai, 7th-round pick. How you say his last name, Mike? I know his first name is Molokai, right?
Matavau,
yeah. Eminem. Molokai. Eminem dropped it on 3rd down, then you'd be punting. You know, those are the kind of plays that come back to haunt you when you're not able to execute. And again, this was a big play by Rattler on this series when he was in charge of the team. He hit Cooks plus 12. I haven't really seen Cooks like bombs away. You've seen him being more like a possession receiver. Very similar, like almost Chris Olave Jr. You see a lot of 12 yard gains, 15-yard gains. Nothing wrong with that because you're moving the sticks. You got to run precise routes. Well, that was a nice play from Rattler to Cooks, plus 12. And then that's when he hit Mason Tipton after that and beat Quincy Riley on that bomb for 50 yards. And then right after that, Rattler had a 12-yard pass to Olave. And the fans aren't going to go crazy. They had practice, but those are efficient plays what you need. Mike, with all the tight ends, when you think about it, top three tight ends, they're not practicing right now. So I'd say that'd be the major concern. Juwan Johnson, Steve Galatella, kind of think dealing with a groin injury. And they might be saying a few days, a few weeks. I don't know. That's not good. Juwan Johnson, I think, has to have a Pro Bowl type year. You look especially when you look at the quarterback depth, I mean the tight end depth, you don't have Taysom Hill,
Foster Morrow.
You don't have Juwan Johnson. So Jack Stahl, Mike, and even I think Coach Moore brought this up. He's been impressed more than, you know, everybody thinks him as kind of like every down, tight end, kind of blocking and all that. He's contributed and looked smooth as a pass catcher. He had, from Hayner, he had a nice 15-yard reception, that being Jack Stahl from Hayner. And again, now Shuck was in there. I just talked about Rattler to Cooks plus 12. Well, here was Shuck to Cooks plus 12. So, again, you see those type of plays going all the time. And then right after that, I wrote Hayner to Olave plus 12. Now, this is when Kool-Aid McKinstry, and we need him to play well, Mike. We've invested a lot in him. We need him to be dominant. But when I look at Kool-Aid, you know, one snap and clear, and we count on him. Boy, nice pass defended from Hayner on a deep ball to Rashid. And that was a nice play by Kool-Aid McKinstry on that to bat that ball down. But then right after that, not too long, he got beat on a first down throw. Hayner to Kevin Austin Jr. Beating McKinstry would have been a first down throw. And then Rattler to Pettis, who's going to be, I think, our punt return in the preseason. Very similar to what you've seen with Brandon Cooks and Chris Olave, a plus 12-yard gain on an out route. And then the end practice, another good run towards that end. Spencer Rattler, but nice plus 12-yard scramble. Mike, that would have been legit. And the most impressive run of the camp, and I think we're going to see him in the preseason games, is Velus Jones Jr. It had been about a 35-yard touchdown. I think that's been the longest splash run that we've had so far in camp. You know, Mike, we can talk about him a little bit more later, but he's that guy that was in Carolina's camp, I believe, last year, 3 years out of Tennessee. But to me, he's explosive, and it's the reason why he's competing. But Velus Jones Jr., that a nice 35-yard touchdown run to end practice.
Bob, one of the things with Jones is former third-round pick of the Bears. He had not played halfback until his final year with the Bears.
Whoa.
He was drafted as a receiver return man.
Well, he looks like a running back the way he runs.
But he's built like a running back. He really is. When you watch him, he's really built more like a running back. But you know he can catch the ball coming out the backfield, being a former wideout. We come back, we'll take a little bit of break from Saints Talk, and we'll have on with us Wilson Alexander, does a great job covering the LSU Tigers as the Tigers open their, what you want to call it, summer camp, fall camp, and we'll get Wilson's observations of day one of LSU right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. He covers the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, and day one is in the books. And so, Wilson Alexander, thanks for joining the show, bud. And I know, like everybody else, you're glad it's cranked up for LSU. I know Bobby's going to ask you about offensive line. I'll throw it a different direction. For me, when I think about LSU on defense, and I think their defensive line is going to be better. And they found, you don't have to look real far for the spy guy for running quarterbacks. Harold Perkins can do that for you. A big question mark is who plays safety? and you went out in the portal and you got two of the top three safeties in the country, A.J. Halsey from Houston, who I thought might come out early for the draft. People say, well, he only played 2 years at Houston, but they forget he played 1 year at New Mexico before then. And to Marcus Cooley from North Carolina State, and yes, they do return Jordan Gilbert and Deshaun Spears and Javion Toviano. But, man, those two safeties that you bring in have to be impact guys. I would be surprised when they line it up against Clemson if Halsey and Cooley are not in the starting lineup.
I would be too. You know, Jordan Gilbert is somebody who, you know, played a lot of football for LSU last year, but needs to get better to be able to stay on the field. And Deshaun Spears is somebody who certainly offers upside as he comes back as a sophomore. But upside can also mean that he hasn't proven a whole lot yet, right? But like physically, right, there's certainly a lot there that he could work with. And so, you know, and then JV and Toviano is in the mix as well. And like you said, we'll get to the offensive line, but which is also a really important position battle. But I feel like the safety battle might be the most wide open here in camp because, you know, LSU's got to really figure out what exactly it has in A.J. Halsey. And it has to continue to see what it has in Tamarcus Cooley. I mean, today was A.J.'s first practice since transferring to LSU in May. And so, you know, we saw Jordan Gilbert and Tamarcus Cooley with the safeties out there today with the first team. But, you know, that, you know, it would be surprising if that's really what stuck. I think what's interesting, though, real quick about Cooley, is he played nickel at NC State last year. He wasn't really a deep safety for them. And so that presents LSU with some interesting decisions, you know, and ways to use him, especially when you got Harold Perkins at the star. Like, you know, that star and that nickel are kind of the same thing at times.
Right.
When you're talking about the 4-2-5 defense. And so LSU could end up, you know, kind of having some interesting chess pieces there, ways to get those guys on the field at the same time, maybe play one high safety or something like that and bring Cooley into the slot as your nickel, then Harold's maybe in the box as a star or something. I don't know. That could be maybe one route that they go with because that might be something that they're able to do too.
You know, Wilson, the one thing I still, maybe you can explain it to me, or I think, Mike, you might have tried to, but I still can't grasp my head around it. When you look at LSU's offensive line last year, and yet NFL players, why in the hell they couldn't be more physical in the run game or run the ball? I could not understand that group, what came about. Now, you look at the transfer portal and all that. I want you to comment on Virginia Tech transfer more than what the Northwestern transfer, the Northwestern Wildcat, Josh Thompson. But what's your take on that? Then you got DJ Chester, who played center. Is he going to move to guard? Where are they at right now? Because they better pack a lunch, because come Clemson, you know, you're going against NFL D-line to be the first-round picks. So that's why I tell Mike this all the time. That's what I'm concerned with, because I think as a quarterback, Nussmeier could be doing his job, and fans would be like, oh, what's wrong with Nussmeier? I said, well, he had no chance this game. So that comes out the gate. Hopefully he has a chance with the O-line.
When Jack Pyburn, LSU's new defensive end, was at Florida last year, he prepared for this LSU offensive line. And one of the things he noticed on tape was that they weren't physical enough. And he talked about that back in the spring. So, yes, they have to be more physical up front. I think they recognize that. But that's like, how do you get more physical while also replacing four starters who, like you said, are get drafted? It's sort of dumbfounding in times that how that offensive line was not better, especially in the run game, because it seemed like a good pass blocking O-line, but it had to be better against the run. Now you're placing these four starters. Today, you saw left to right, left tackle Tyree Adams, and Brian Kelly said he's penciled in at left tackle, the New Orleans native. At left guard, DJ Chester, it's what we always expected. Didn't see as much of it in the spring, but really expected that to end up being the case, that he would slide to left guard, and Braylon Moore, that Virginia Tech transfer, would play center. That Josh Thompson now, he was at right guard today, and Weston Davis is at right tackle. It would not surprise me if that's the starting five against Clemson, you know, unless somebody really sort of emerges here over the next couple of weeks and sort of asserts themselves to the coaching staff, like, you need to put me in the lineup. Yeah, that sort of seems like the bunch that LSU has been sort of heading toward really since spring practice. But, you know, Brian Kelly said today, Paul Mabinga, who got some playing time last year because of an injury, is going to be competing. Kerryous Kern, a freshman, is going to be competing. Cohen Echols as well. I'll be interested to see if he's able to push for some playing time. He's somebody who one of his teammates last year commented on as being really physical heading into the bowl game when he ended up getting some extended playing time. So, you know, those guys are also in the mix, but those are the starting five as LSU opened practice today.
Wilson, staying on the offensive side of the ball, I'm kind of intrigued with, because I think LSU's turn from, you know, you look at Decade and Honey Badge and all that, from DBU to a wide receiver U, and then I look at a guy now, Nick Anderson. Now, LSU fans not necessarily familiar with him because, you know, we got a good look at, we haven't got a good look, I should say, from the Oklahoma transfer from, you know, coming in into the offense. What's your take on him? That could be an enticing like target, considering 6'4". That's a nice size. And so, what kind of season you think Nick Anderson will have for the Tigers and hooking up with Nussmeier?
If he can stay healthy, then that could really raise the ceiling of what LSU is able to do. I mean, LSU's deep at receiver, and it could be fine if he's not. When you talk about having Berrian Brown and Chris Hilton and Aaron Anderson and Xavion Thomas, like, that's not a bad group, but if none of them have that size on the boundary that Nick Anderson would give LSU. He's also a guy who caught Oklahoma record 10 touchdowns as a freshman and a freshman record 10 touchdowns in 2023 there at OU. And so, you know, if he can just stay healthy, which was the problem for him last year and has been the problem for him so far here at LSU, then he could maybe have a good season. But, you know, he's just kind of been getting setbacks. You know, in the spring, he had a hamstring injury that kept him limited. And then not too long ago in the summer, he was in a car accident. Brian Kelly told me at Media Days that Nick Anderson needed medical treatment overnight for that. It wasn't expected to ever, you know, delay his start to, you know, his ability to practice here at the start of camp. But, you know, he was out there on the practice field today, but he was limited again. He was coming out of concussion protocol, Brian Kelly said, and, you know, won't be full go until tomorrow. So, you know, you're not missing much time, but we still just don't really have a full picture of how he's going to look in this offense yet, because he just hasn't really been able to be full go to this point. But if he can stay healthy, then there's a lot to like there.
Now, Wilson, when you look at the fan base and they look at, okay, who's going to be that breakout guy? Boy, we all know when Harold Perkins came into the scene, kind of been on a roller coaster. You look at Whit Weeks, what he's been able to accomplish, preseason All-American. But who would be, poised for a breakout season, whatever? And you mentioned Chris Hilton, that wide receiver, tight end Tre'Davious Green, defensive end Dominic McKinley, and then look at that defensive end, Relaford. So that's a list, but if you had to choose one, who you think, like, you'd be so much surprised if he doesn't have a gigantic impact?
I mean, we've been saying it for years, so I almost hesitate to say it again, but Hilton, I mean, he's we saw it when he's healthy in the end of last season, like how he can take the top off of a defense. I mean, this is a guy who's one of the fastest players on the team. Him and Garrett Nussmeier really believes in him, which I think that's important. Your quarterback trusts this guy and thinks really highly of him. So if Chris Hilton can finally stay healthy for a year, which we've been talking about for like 3 years, then he's the one who can probably, I would say maybe, you know, most likely to have that breakout, because the opportunity is there. There is talent there. There's the trust and connection with the quarterback. You know, he's kind of in line to be a starter week one. So I think all those things kind of line up for him to have a potential breakout season. Also because a breakout season for him could even be like 700 yards and 8 touchdowns or something. Like that would qualify, you know, because he's just been so banged up and so limited. So I feel like that group, he's got a good chance for that this year if he can just, once again, stay on the field.
Wilson, one of the guys on defense, and I really liked him when they brought him in, Mansoor Delane, and I got to talk to a coach that went up against him twice, and his comment to me was, there is nobody on LSU's team at corner that's better than him right now. He said he's going to be an instant starter for LSU. And I saw where he was the one starter that was aligned with that first unit, and they were kind of alternating on the other side. And he's played all over the board, so to speak. When you look at his college career, he played a little bit of free safety, played a little bit in the nickel. He played a lot on the outside as a corner. But he's one guy that everybody you talk to, and from eyes watching him, he's the guy that he comes in here, he's got the starting spot at one of the corners for LSU.
I agree completely. I feel like you can kind of go ahead and pencil him in on one side, and the competition is just playing out on the other between, you know, probably Ashton Stamps, Jakeem Jackson, and DJ Pickett. because Delaney, he's got experience, which is, you know, a lot more than anybody else on LSU's, you know, cornerback spot. Stamps has played a good bit of football, but you know, Delaney really has too. And, you know, he's just seems like he's going to be really reliable, steady. You know, we'll see kind of how, if he's sort of like flashy, making a bunch of big playmaker kind of type stuff. I don't know. We'll see. But like I just think he is going to, like you said, be probably the best corner that LSU has at this point. Be really surprised if he gets unseated out there. There was a lot of talk in the spring about him playing, you know, being able to play a few different positions, but all we've seen so far is him at that cornerback spot.
Yeah. Who opposite beside him is going to be interesting. And I know one thing, that freshman, I don't know if he starts game one, but Wilson, I'll look at it. He ain't going to be watching long. That DJ Pickett
guy. I'd be surprised, too. That's a 5-star, 6-foot-4 corner. You want to try to find a way to get him on the field.
Real quick. Wilson, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time. Great insights as usual, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Wilson.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Wilson Alexander does a great job for the Morning Advocate covering the LSU Fighting Tiger football team. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing off here in our number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. When we come back, Cannon will open up that page 3 of his notebook, and then a little after 5:20, Deuce McAllister. Deuce will join us, give his observations on what he has seen at the Saints practices. We'll have a lot more sports talk, a lot more Saints talk right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.